Hello, hello, and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestidelius, Excellence in Marketing. What I want to talk to you about today is working in or on your business, the difference between the two, and also the idea of creating a story that will represent you well to the people that you wish to attract for your business and into your life in general. So let's talk about working in the business or working on the business. I like to spend time in my business, in the business, which means writing and marketing and creating products and learning and mentoring. I like to do all of these things virtually and in person, but I also understand the value of working on my business far away from my business. So as I am speaking to you today, it is Mother's Day. It is May 9th, 2021, and it's been a wonderful day with family and friends and just lots of nice experiences and surprises, more wonderful than I could have imagined. And now it's in the late afternoon, and I'm preparing to leave for a road trip very early in the morning. I'll leave by 4:30 or so in the morning, and I'll be gone for about 5 days in Northern California is where I'm going. And I haven't been on a trip such as this one for 14 months since the pandemic was announced and we all began sheltering in place. And the only place I was going for the most part is in between the two cities where I live, Santa Clarita, California, and Santa Barbara, California. It's about 80 miles from door to door, which is about 120 kilometers. And other than that, over these past 14 months, the only other place I've been is on a train, to an Amtrak train, wonderful trip, two times to San Diego and back with family members. So this is very exciting for me, but I am also aware how this will help me with all of the things that I teach the people that I mentor and the people that sign up for my courses. So let's talk about things that you can do to work on your business. Reading, anything you read. When I was teaching, I was a classroom teacher for 20 years. I've taught all the way from kindergarten to through high school and even a year of adult school. Fifth and sixth grades were my favorite, and I had them for 14 of my 20 years. And when I had children, boys and girls, who did not like to read, did not want to read, it happened early on where I saw someone with a comic book, and I said to him, "But you're reading that," and he said, "Oh, it's different." And I said, "Oh, okay." So at that point, I encouraged them to read anything, menus, advertisements, anything, just to be reading. So I want you reading for pleasure. I also want you writing for pleasure. So I started with my ConnieReaganGreen.com blog. And it had a different name in the beginning. It was Ebook Writing and Marketing Secrets, but soon it became ConnieReaganGreen.com. And within a couple of years, I had huge profits, TinyList.com as well. And it wasn't until 2 years ago, coming up on 2 years in just a few short weeks here, that I decided that my writing for pleasure needed a home on the internet. So I started MondayMorningMellow.com. And that's where I have written now 97 times. And each article, I publish only on Monday. And each article is an average of 1,000 to 1,500 words. I'll be publishing a book of essays where I will choose 50 of the articles that I've posted on there since July of 2019. And I will publish them in a book. But for the most part, it's me writing for pleasure and reliving and retelling events and stories that have happened throughout my life. On this road trip, I'm sure I will have a whole lot more. So I'd like you to think about writing for pleasure. Also, when we write and when we read, it's for personal growth. So we are in the process of becoming the person that we wish to be. And while I was in the classroom was when I was first aware of this concept, that we are humans in progress. My students on a regular basis would always feel like whatever they were doing right then, that was going to be their whole life. And I won't give you examples because there are thousands of them, but the idea is that who we are at any given point in time is just who we are at that moment. So after that, it's up to us to make decisions and choices and take action that will move us closer to where we would like to be. So when you are reading and writing for pleasure, in both cases, part of this is personal growth that's so important to all of us. Also, getting away is a big deal. And in one of my books, I've written so many books now, I can't remember sometimes which book I wrote it in, so I would only be guessing if I said which one, but it was fairly early on where I talked about something that I used to do during my first year, year and a half online. I wanted to take a trip. I wanted to travel somewhere, but I didn't have the time or the money then because I had left teaching. I had left real estate, and I was starting my online business. So what I did one Friday afternoon was I went over to a city called Ventura. It's about 50 miles from where I was living at that time, only in Santa Clarita. And I rented a room at a hotel right there on the Ventura boardwalk and pier. And I was able to stay. I checked in Friday at, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was able to stay until Saturday, until checkout time, which was probably about 11 a.m. And it was wonderful. It changed my life. It changed my thinking. It changed who I was and who I knew I could be, because I had a complete change of scenery. And being there during that time, and I think about it as being there for a weekend, but I wasn't there for a whole weekend. I was there overnight and came into the room as early as I could check in and left at the last moment when I could check out. And that's something that's also very, very important, figuring out how you can have a getaway for yourself. And also, I didn't do it, and I repeated that trip many times over the next year, but I didn't unplug at the time because part of what was magical for me was being able to write and to do things related to my business while I was in a different location. But unplugging is something that's very important. So during this road trip, I will be unplugged most of the time. I will check the phone 2 or 3 times a day just to see if there's anyone or anything that needs me. But typically, I can be done without. People in my life can take care of everything on their own, and I'm so, so happy about that. And no, I do not have children or grandchildren or anyone under 18 I'm responsible for. That would be a very different story. So you have to adjust according to your situation. But that idea of just getting away and doing some other things. So something else that I've happened upon is talking with people in other walks of life. And now I'm going to tell you a story, because I hope you don't think that you can get through one of my podcasts without me telling you a story, because the stories are so important. And I want you to think about your story as well while I'm telling this one. Today, as part of my preparation for this 5 days or so away for my road trip, I stopped at a local grocery store and I went straight to the deli and I wanted to get a couple of things so I could make some sandwiches just to take with me to have on the road tomorrow, because my first stop won't be until 2 or 3 in the afternoon with the people that I'm meeting with. So up until then, I thought if I have a couple of sandwiches and I already have my grapes and my apple, things like that, I'll be all set. So when I went there, and it's not a place I frequent very often, I'm probably not there more than every 3 to 6 months at this store, at this deli, there was a man there. And when he came up to begin to take my order, he just kind of gave a sigh. It felt like a sigh of relief. And I could just hear him exhale, like, and I said to him, I said, is that a sigh of relief or what is that? And he said, it's been a very long day. So as he was preparing my order, I talked to him and I asked him about his life. So my question that I asked him after he said that was, what will the next job be that you have after you leave this job? Now, if you think about that question, it can be taken different ways by different people. But it seems to me that every time I ask that question, the person is prepared to discuss it, even if they don't have an answer. This man didn't have an answer, but he was prepared to discuss it. At no time in all of the years and years that I've done this has anyone ever said, a job after this? Well, no, this is the job that I want to be at. I'll be here forever. No one's ever said that. So what this man said was, you know, I'm thinking about that, and I have some ideas, a few ideas, because this job isn't working out for me. So I asked him to elaborate. And it turned out that he had had several different jobs during his adult career. And if I had to guess, this man is probably about 40 years old. And he had trained to be a mortician. He had done that for 10 years. And he did that right out of high school, he said. And I don't remember what he said, if he did say why he left that job. But he went on to get some training at a special school to be in aerospace. And that job didn't work out because he said that they had told him one set of things that didn't work out. When he got there, the job was very different. And he did stay there for years, and finally he was laid off. After that, he got a job with TSA. So that's the security that we have at the airports and other places. And sure enough, similar things happened where they had told him one thing, they did another, and it didn't work out, and finally he was laid off. And so he's been working at this deli for 6 months or so, and again, it's not working out. So what I would say, and I wished him well, and I told him I had good thoughts for him, and that, you know, he said that his girlfriend's trying to get him to choose something and stick with it. And I said, well, you know, maybe that's something to consider, but, you know, who knows? Maybe, I don't know their situation. But it was interesting to me that at no point did he say, what do you do? He didn't ask me what I did because he was caught up in his story. And I think that's crucial to all of this. Are we caught up in our story? I can remember over the years when I was caught up in my story and I would meet very nice, very interesting people who possibly held the potential to help me change my life, but I never gave them the chance because I didn't let them tell me about themselves. I didn't let them share their story. I just needed to regurgitate my story to them. So this man's story is all about him going for a new job / career and being under the impression that certain things were going to happen, that promises would be made, all of these things, only to find out in months or years that those things had changed or maybe had never been true. And until he works through that story, which talking about it's the best thing for him, but until he works through that story, he can't move on to what's next. So what's your story? I tell about working as a classroom teacher for 20 years, working in real estate. I share many stories from both, more from the classroom than from real estate. But I've written quite a bit about real estate on MondayMorningMellow.com. But my story is that anyone can become an entrepreneur. Not everyone is born an entrepreneur, maybe nobody. But we certainly can become an entrepreneur. We have to be willing to do the work. Entrepreneurship entails risk, and we have to be willing to take that on. Once you do, you'll see that that risk is minimal because you'll do what you need to do to build your business. So think about these things and let me know, what are you reading? So right now, I'm reading something new from Malcolm Gladwell, and it's called The Bomber Mafia. And I love Malcolm Gladwell. He has such great ideas. He's a true disruptor, which I'm always looking for someone who's a disruptor. I've talked about that before on this podcast. And also, I'm going back through a book that's called The China Syndrome. And I don't know if you're – or sorry, The China Study. And I don't know if you're familiar with that book or not. It's about health. They've completely redone it. I read it originally in 2006 when it was put out. And in the last couple of years, they've revised and updated it. So it's all about food and health and of great interest to me because that's always an area that I want to learn more and move forward with. So take a look at what you're doing. See if you are getting away, if you're spending more time working in or on your business. And there is no answer to what percentage of time you would do either. But you want it to be comfortable for you. You want it to be fun. If it's not fun, I don't do it. Because I've been there, done that in jobs and careers that weren't fun. So if it isn't fun, you might not want to do it. And you decide what works for you, because work-life balance, that's a whole different topic that I will discuss in the future, but it doesn't honestly exist. We decide what works best for us and when we need to spend more time getting away, unplugging, or diving in to a project that we're working on for our online business. So I'm Connie Reagan Green. I'm a human in training and someone who is also in the process of becoming who I wish to be. We are all in the process of becoming the people that we want to be, and that's completely up to us. Connect with me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green. Or go to ConnieReaganGreen.com, ConnieReaganGreen.com, and I look forward to connecting with you.